Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast boys.
Good morning, and welcome to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. My name is Kenny Hodge, and I am the producer of the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. I pride myself on bringing you information that I'm relatively certain you're not going to get anywhere else. Sit at the table. Come, let us break bread. I guarantee you'll be scratching your head saying, I did not know that. Come and hang out with me on the podcast. I'm going to educate you. I'm going to open your eyes and put you in a position to enforce contract compliance. That's what it's all about. That opening track is none other than two of Columbus's own employees. Brother Dave Brantley, always laying down the lead guitar, and Brother Robert White on the keyboards. Hang around. Let's kick it for a few ticks. Come, let us talk. Let us have conversation and celebration because today is April 28th, and not known to a lot of people, April 28th is Workers' Memorial Day. Again, April 28th, let's celebrate Workers' Memorial Day. I thank you for joining the podcast this evening, and tonight is a special podcast. I was in contact with some members from the AFL-CIO, and that is the union federation that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union belonged to. Okay, so I'm talking the federation of the AFL-CIO that has 56 unions equal to or greater than the National Postal Mail Handlers Union as a part of their main body. So, yes, I was kind of proud when they sent me printed material, when I said I would participate and I'd be willing to do a quick podcast on Renew the Promise, Safe Jobs for All. We're going to talk about passing the PRO Act. So when I said I would love to contribute, they sent me some information, and here we are. What I want to say, again, first of all, this is a live podcast, so call us if you'd like to call in and have a word or two to say. By all means, do so. But 50 years ago today, on April 28th, Workers' Memorial Day, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, went into effect, promising every worker the right to a safe job. The law was won because of tireless efforts of the labor movement, which organized for safer working conditions and demanded government actions. Unions and allies have fought hard to make that promise a reality. And before I go any further, let that resonate. Over 50 years ago, on this day, the Occupational Safety and Health Act went into effect. And the reason I want you to let that resonate is, before I continue, ask yourself a question. Do I contribute to the overall ensuring we have a safe work environment? Because, see, there are people on the front line fighting day in and day out to give this right to the American worker. So ask yourself, am I taking advantage of what is being presented for me? And when I say take advantage, am I working safely? But the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted the link between workplace safety and health in our communities. The virus has killed more than 500,000 people in this country so far. And what I'm saying is that the COVID-19 pandemic, it allowed people to see maybe we're not as safe as we thought we were. But it gave us an opportunity to now put things in place so that we prepare for it. Worker safety and workers' voice go hand in hand. The popularity of the unions is at 65%, one of the highest marks since the OSHA Act was implemented in 1971. And 60 million non-union workers say they would vote for a voice on the job today. This is why America's labor movement is leading the campaign to pass the Protecting the Right to Organize, also known as the PRO Act. Because, see, this act will give all workers who want to form a union a fair path to do so. Strong unions, employees, and government accountability to keep workers safe. Strong unions raise the baseline level of job safety protection for all. I have to read that again. Strong, I don't think you heard me. Strong unions raise the baseline level of job safety protection for all. Again, I come back to the original question that I asked you. What are you doing as an employee covered by a union to ensure that the rights that people are fighting for on your behalf, that all you have to do is comply with them? Are you complying? On April 28th, the unions of the AFL-CIO will observe Workers' Memorial Day to remember those who have suffered and died on the job and to renew the fight for safe jobs. We will mobilize to pass the PRO Act. Now, let me tell you, the PRO Act has passed the House. Now that we have a Democratic Senate, it's being pushed to the Senate, and then hopefully it's going to be tabled in the Senate and passed. We will stand united to strengthen workers' rights and protections and demand resources and actions needed for job safety enforcement. We're going to fight till every worker has a safe job, until that promise is fulfilled. Again, April 28th, Workers' Memorial Day. Decades of struggles by working people in our unions have improved working conditions and made jobs safer, but has not been enough. This year, we have an opportunity to strengthen our rights and protections so everyone can come home safe at the end of the work shift and without chronic illness from exposures at work. Again, I'm very thankful for the organization OSHA. I've communicated with them. I've worked with them over the years, but they keep everybody on their toes. Nobody wants to hear, no employer wants to hear the words, OSHA's coming. And it's sad in a way. I don't want to hear that word because I already know. Excuse me, the employer don't want to hear that word because they already know they're probably not in line with what they're supposed to do. But as we grieve those we have lost from COVID-19 and other workplace hazards, we must continue to push forward. We must ensure that all workers have the necessary protection from COVID-19 at work. We got to push the PRO Act. Again, get active. I mean, come on, employees. I started to say postal employees. People, if you're covered by a union, take just a little more interest in what's going on. Maybe you might want to start with, you know what, my first endeavor will be, you know, I'm going to work towards rallying, writing my congressman about the PRO Act, writing the Senate, make sure we get the PRO Act pushed through. What else we got to do? We got to increase efforts to protect the safety and health of Black, Latino, and immigrant workers who are disproportionately affected and especially targeted for speaking up against unsafe working conditions. We got to increase job safety budgets and improve job safety enforcement. And when I talk about we have to increase job safety budgets and improve job safety enforcement, we have most employees, I don't care where you work, you have a lot of that in your own hands. We choose. A lot of bad choices we make. We choose sometimes to work unsafe in order to get a job done. It, some may look at it as dedication, but I wish we would stop making that choice. What can you do on Workers' Memorial Day? Well, things are still a little different as we continue safety practices during this COVID-19 pandemic. However, though, there are still many ways to recognize Workers' Memorial Day and keep everyone safe from COVID-19. Organize online campaigns to call for stronger safety and health protection. Use the AFL-CIO digital toolbook to call the Senate. And you can go online and find all that information. Host a phone event or webinar with members of Congress in their districts. Create memorials at workplace or in a community where workers have been killed on the job. Come together in person once this pandemic is over. As a labor movement, we mourn for the dead and we fight for the living on April 28th of every day, and every day of the year. But what I'm definitely going to make sure, April 28th from this day forward, if I'm ever in a position to celebrate, as the head of an organization, a holiday, April 28th is going to be added to that calendar. And as a labor union or labor movement, I'm going to make sure we celebrate April 28th as Workers' Memorial Day. Now, let me just tell you just a little more about this PRO Act. Okay, PRO Act. Now, the bill passed in the House, but the PRO Act will protect and empower workers to exercise our freedom to organize a bargain. President Richard Trumka, I hope I said his name right, the president of the AFL-CIO, told National NPR in a recent interview, it's a game changer. If you really want to correct inequality in this country, wages and wealth inequality, opportunities and inequality of power, passing the PRO Act is essential to doing that. And again, I think it is vital and it is necessary that workers have the right to organize and form unions. I think that it should be just as vital and just as necessary that unions work to keep members supporting them. Do you understand? With unions, it is important that you put in the work. Members, it is important that you appreciate and help with the work. Does that make sense? So on April 28th is Workers' Memorial Day, and it's important that we remember. It's important that we get involved. Again, let's write letters to the Senate. We need the PRO Act passed. Again, because it's already out of the House. Because let me tell you something. The PRO Act, when we talk about safe, the right job, safe job, when we talk about OSHA, when you say the word OSHA, you can't say OSHA. You can't say OSHA without saying safety. Safe jobs for all. We want to renew that promise. When we talk about safe jobs, let me give you just a little bit of statistics here. In 2018, I only have data from 18. I don't have it any earlier. There were 5,250 workers killed on the job in the United States. Killed on the job. 50,000, the number estimates of death each year attributed to occupational disease caused by chemical exposure. Another 828, the number of worker deaths caused by workplace violence in 2018, the second leading cause of death on the job. And 46% increases in the fatality injury rate for black workers in the past decade. And again, that data was coming directly from the AFL-CIO's webpage. And let's get involved. But I'm going to do my part to make sure that if I'm in a position to hold celebrations, then I'm going to make sure that on my yearly calendar, April 28th will be set aside and we will pay memorial to those who have lost their lives on the job. Hey, this is Ken Hodge just talking to you about AFL-CIO, renew the promise, safe jobs for all. Have a wonderful evening, and please pass this podcast around. It's not a postal podcast. It's not a federal podcast. If your job, if your work area, excuse me, if you're unionized and your union is one of the 56 unions that make up the federation known as the AFL-CIO, then you need to pass this podcast to them. Have a wonderful evening, and thanks for hanging out.